What's going on, podcast world? My name is Nick Jervis. This is my daily podcast. Just finished up the video for today. My name is Nick Jervis, and this is the podcast. And just trying to get some water. I'm going to go around the block because it's fucking hot as shit. It's too hot in the sun. Fuck that. It's cooler out there. Fuck the shit. I'm gay. No, I'm not. I'm straight. Too hot out here. Fun day today. Did some stuff. Doing my eBay stuff. So, like, flipping. I explained that the other day, how to do that. I got somebody for it. An offer. So, I was able to do that. And then, I was able to, literally flip it. So, putting it from, like a set price, and somebody, I got like 4 offers from it. It was pretty crazy. I actually couldn't ship it myself, so my dad had to do it for me because I was at work and I was trying to get it out as quick as possible. So I was trying to do that, and so what it does is it like prints a label. Can you shut up, Sprinkler? I'm trying to make a podcast. So it prints like a label for you, and it tells you like the directions on it. So this is how you can start doing it. And when you go to the post office, it's through USPS, United States Postal Service. So you're able to do it there. I wanted to do this on the blog to like explain, but I couldn't. So there's a way to do it, and I'm telling you here on the podcast because, you know, this is like a different form for you guys, the audio way to start. Start making some extra cash for yourself, literally. And it can be like anything. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. It's crazy, man. It doesn't take that long either. Literally, just gotta, you can walk to the post, your local post office, and do it. So, if you go on the website, go to eBay. I believe you go to my eBay, and then you go to, like, the ones that you sold, and you go, just like, you do have to pay a shipping and handling fee. So, like, I think it's, like, $7 through your credit or debit card. So, you have to do that. And then it guides you throughout the thing. I forget all this, like, the little steps. But once you get to the printing label part, print the label through your printer. And then go to the post office. You have to, it gives you, like, a tracking number. And then it marks it. If you're using your phone, there's, like, mark as shipped, add tracking number, print label, like all that stuff. And if you want, you can cancel the order if anything. I actually had to do that the first time I got a deal, and I had my orientation, so like it was a 2-day thing too, and it was saying like you had to ship it out before then, and I didn't want to like feel rushed, so I paused on it. I canceled the order, gave the guy his refund, and then I did it again, and then that's where I got like 4 offers from him, which was like crazy. And this is my friend's PSP that he gave to me for free, so we're gonna split it. And but going back to the shipping label type part, so print the label on your computer from your printer, then go to the post office. You cut it out like the part that you're shipping to the person. They provide you with the box. You may want to use bubble wrap if it's like glass or like any like breakable type item. So like the PSP, my dad said that he put it, because I had like a charger and some games too, so I didn't want it like, you know, like, but like fucking breaking or anything. So I think that he said he got bubble wrap from there. You can go to your local like Staples, Walgreens. I know Walgreens because I work at my Walgreens. They have bubble wrap there. CVS, places like that even have it. So that's how you can start. You spend a little bit to make some. And, you know, that really holds some truth there. Spending, you got to spend money to make money. And the shit's dope. And it's just fun to do. You can flip fucking a piece of lettuce. Like, a fucking bag of lettuce. Everything's on there. Car. If you're trying to sell a car, like, deadass, you can do it. Like, fucking shoes. Fucking sunglasses. I don't know. Like, anything. Like, honestly, it's like, people complain so much, but, you know, there's opportunities out there, and that's why I make this on a daily. So once they ship it, what it does is, I think it automatically, like, marks the shipping thing, on your phone. So like the part where it's like Marcus shipped, print shopping, print label, ad tracking number, all that shit. Like it's done for you. It says like it's shipped, and actually the guy who I was sending it to was out in California, and I'm here in New York, and it tracks it like where it is, like it's going to the transit now to like, you know, like go through the process of getting to California, and it says like July 19th. Today's July, what is it? July, fuck, I can't see. July 13th, and I did this yesterday, so it's gonna take a little bit of time for him, but I'll get it to him. I did it on July 11th when I like accepted the offer, so then I shipped it out yesterday, July 12th, and then it's going through the process now. So that's just one way of like making money for free. It's a really good way, completely legal. You just got to do it. Like if you're negative and you think it's bullshit, I really don't care, because someone, 1% of the people who listen or watch my stuff on YouTube are going to take it and do something with it, and I'm going to admire those that do something. And I admire if you're going through like a whole bunch of shit. I understand, respect to you. Like you probably have it worse than me, and I respect that. Like that's where the no expectations like come in with like anything like you do, because you never know like who has it worse. And like you as a like selfish person, like having expectations are, you know, like you're manipulated. Like that's fucking awful. Just give. And that's what I do for you guys. Like I don't expect anything in my future. Like I don't expect anything from this. No, maybe nobody does this, and that's fine, because I really don't care. I'm just doing it because you guys are my everything. Like I say in my description on here, and usually in my vlogs, or like on here, because I care so much about you, and you just watch it. Like you keep coming back, and I love it. Keep listening in, and so this is what you can do. Making money. See, like there's so many things where people complain, like, oh fuck, I don't make enough money. Like, fuck, man, like I gotta use coupons and shit. But like this is like an alternative. Like have your hustle, and then this is your side hustle. So like literally right now, as I end this podcast, I'm gonna walk around the block. I'm walking around the block, if you didn't know. I'm almost at my house, almost, like around the corner, and I have this tin like container that I did the other day, and I bought like a whole bunch of shit. And what I put 5 items up, and the PSP one was like the gold mine, the one where I was getting all the offers. And the others, maybe they're a little too high. Like one was a beach ball for like $4. I thought it would go for 2, but that's what it was saying on the website on eBay. So now I'm gonna go take some more stuff from that bin, that tin bin that I have, and put maybe like 5 more on there. I don't know. Like, you know, and that's just what, you know, that's how I am. Like I just drive, like that's my drive. And that's why I hate when people complain, because like there's so much more to life than complaining. Complaining is negative, like it's negativity. And when people try to like mix negativity with positivity, it doesn't work. And positivity will always be on top. And that's just who I am. I believe in it. Don't listen to like any negativity, cut it out. No bullshit. Like fuck what anyone says, let them do you. Let them do them, and you do you, because at the end of the day, like, this is all you got, and what else would you be doing? So you gotta think of it like that. Like, don't give up. Do not give up, please. Like, if you find some shit like it's working for you, don't expect immediate results, because it's a fucking marathon, it's not a sprint. You have to keep going. Everybody's got their sprinting spikes on, but no one wants to run the marathon. So you have to run a marathon. It's gonna take 10 years. It's gonna take time. You gotta build it up. And the other thing is, don't be stupid with your money. Don't be going out buying the fancy shit. If you want, you know, a Louis Vuitton bag, but you're complaining about your life, then don't buy a Louis Vuitton bag. Like, it's that simple. You know, it's common sense type shit. And if you are flipping, right, and you make some extra cash, don't go out and spend it. The same thing. Like, don't go out and buy a Louis Vuitton bag, because that's like fucking $300. If you made something, you flip something for like $400, then like you're only getting $100 back if you're spending $300 on that. But if you're complaining from that, like, then that's on you. Like, everything's on you in this case. Like, it's your fault. Like, the fucking sky is black right now because fucking it's my fault. Like, that's how I think. And I'm, you know, I'm saying that just because, like, that's how I am. I don't know. It's just the way I am. And I'm not bragging. I'm not doing this or that, you know, like, doing my thing. Going to college soon. I'll tell you guys one day about my college. Not today, obviously, but soon I will probably give you guys the gist of, like, what's going on with that. But that's today's podcast. I'm back at the house. I'm literally going to go back and in my backyard and flip some shit, go take some pictures, and put it up on eBay. All right, guys. I love you guys, and hasta la vista. All right. Oh, goddammit. Okay.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.